This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The economic topic of the month so far has got to be unemployment dropping to 7.5%. You may be saying, if only we could get that down to zero. Well, the dismal scientists beg to differ. They say zero unemployment would be a problem. So what then is the goal? Someone who gets very jazzed about things like this is Chris Farrell, Marketplace's economics correspondent. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
This is something about that idea of full employment, something we used to talk about in the 90s.
Oh, and it's such a great phrase. And David, it's been lost. If you talk to most mainstream economists, Wall Street economists, they'll talk about, well, we can get unemployment down to 5, 6%. Of course, we'd be really happy with that right now. But I say, let's go to full employment, which in the U.S. context is about 3 to 4%. That's when people can walk into the boss's office and they can say, give me a 5% raise or I'm walking. Now, that's a good economy. A bad economy is when you walk into the boss's office, say, give me a 5% raise, and she says, walk.
Yeah, which is still happening to some extent now. But let's remind people, what's the problem if, quote, too many people have jobs? It's an inflationary issue.
Well, it's the 1970s. And, you know, we all got trained to believe that if the unemployment rate gets down too low, then inflation picks up, right? It's the trade-off between inflation and employment. And, you know, a lot of economists are closet Marxists. I mean, they kind of believe that the system works off this large reserve army of the unemployed and underemployed. But there is a lot of theoretical evidence and, you know, experience like the late 90s that says, look, there is no way that people working more depreciates the value of the dollar, which is what inflation is. So I say, don't worry about inflation.
So you're a guy who thinks that it could be really quite low. There are those who worry a little bit more about inflation than you do that want it higher. But just let's talk about policy. How do you get to a lower unemployment rate? What are we talking about?
Okay, so let's forget about monetary policy for the moment, the Federal Reserve, the central bank, and let's go to fiscal policy. It's really fiscal policy that matters. And there's been a cottage industry of economists led by Nobel laureate Edmund Phelps. And what they've been doing is looking at wage subsidies, tax credits, incentives for employers to hire. So I think if we do more on the fiscal side to lower the cost of hiring, to encourage employers to hire people, particularly the people who have been laid off for a long period of time, those structurally unemployed, that's the goal. And that's how we can get the unemployment rate down to this 3 to 4%. Because remember, David, 1 to 2% unemployment, that's natural. You know, people leave their job, they move to another part of the country, they decide to take a vacation. You're always going to have some unemployment, but it's you want to get it down to 3, 4% because then it's a good labor market, and people will get decent wages for the work they're doing.
Marketplace's economics correspondent Chris Farrell joins us regularly. Chris, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, David.
And when you're online, marketplace.org is home to more ways to help you navigate the world of money. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.